Hello and welcome to Zacks Shopping for Stocks. I'm your host, Maddie Johnson, an editor here at Zacks. Today is Tuesday, March 7th, and I want to discuss what could be one of the most interesting market debuts in years, and that is Canada Goose. Yes, you heard that right. It's the company that makes those really, really, really expensive parkas that almost everyone owns, or at least here in Chicago. I see them literally everywhere on the street. Everyone has those bright, either blue, red, but really just black parkas, because in the city, everyone wears black. But Canada Goose is going public. So the company is hoping to raise as much as $240 million and list shares in both New York as well as Toronto. It's offering 20 million shares priced in the range between 14 and 16 Canadian dollars. And at the top of that range, Canada Goose would be valued at 1.7 billion Canadian dollars or over 2 billion US dollars. Canada Goose is backed by Bain Capital, which will continue to own a controlling interest in the company following the initial public offering, and Bain acquired a 70% stake back in 2013. So now a little history about Canada Goose, because Canada Goose is actually a pretty cool company. It was founded by Sam Tick in Toronto back in 1957, and their original company name was Metro Sportswear Limited, and they specialized originally in woolen vests, raincoats, and snowmobile suits. So very different from what we consider Canada Goose today. But by the 1970s, Tick's son-in-law, David Reese, or Rice, I'm not 100% sure how you pronounce his last name, so I'm sorry. So he had joined the company and invented a volume-based down filling machine. He also established the label Snow Goose, which would later become Canada Goose. And so that down filling machine really catapulted the company into what it is today. And by the 1980s, the company developed the Expedition Parka. So the Expedition Parka was created to meet the needs of scientists at Antarctica's McMurdo Station. And that became the standard issue there for scientists and gained the nickname Big Red. So if you look at their website, there's like this picture of this bright red parka just casually draped over a chair placed in the middle of a snow wilderness. I can only assume that is Big Red. It's very hashtag cool, if you will. And in 2004, however, its luxury connotation was born, at least in my opinion. So while Canada Goose had long been the unofficial jacket of film crews in cold locations, the brand made its on-screen debut that year in two films, in two great films, if you will. The Day After Tomorrow, classic with Jake Gyllenhaal, such a hottie, and Dennis Quaid, I believe, and National Treasure, classic Nicolas Cage fare. And just last year, a bright blue version of it was seen in the Oscar-winning Manchester by the Sea. The director, Kenneth Lonergan, made a cameo in like about halfway through the film. But in recent years, it has shifted almost entirely and almost exclusively, it seems, to luxury consumers. Its parkas are instantly recognizable from the detailed and round Canada patch on the upper left arm and coyote fur trim on the hoods. And for women, the most popular parka started around $900 and go as high as $1,200. For men, the price range is similar, though I did see a parka dubbed the Snow Mantra Parka. The names are pretty funny. And this is also, quote-unquote, renowned as the warmest coat on Earth. You can take that with a grain of salt. And that goes for $1,500. So in 2016, it opened its first two flagship stores in both Toronto and New York City. And it also has huge celebrity endorsements. So back in 2013, Kate Upton wore a Canada Goose on the cover of Sports Illustrated. And celebrities like Rihanna and Drake, and athletes like Toronto Raptor Corey Joseph and Blue Jays slugger Jose Bautista, I hope I'm also saying that last name right, and countless others have all been photographed wearing Canada Goose coats. So it even has partnerships with Marc Jacobs and other luxury designers. With all of this information and all of this kind of pop culture icon status, how might its IPO perform? Well, as we all know, Snap Inc.'s IPO performance the other day, if that's any indication, investors are very hungry, and it could have opened a window for other companies to make their market debut. I know we would all like other tech unicorns like Uber and Airbnb and Spotify to go public soon, but could the next big IPO come from a company that specializes in $1,000 parkas? Maybe. Canada Goose should and will have to consider the state of the retail environment right now. It's not very friendly and continually faces pressure from, you guessed it, Amazon, as well as currency headwinds and tourism issues and just countless other problems and lack of foot traffic in brick and mortar stores. There's also its limited product type. Yes, it has men's, women's, and kids' winter wear as well as accessories, but will it ever expand into other types of product? Its mid-level competitors, like the North Face and Patagonia — I have a North Face parka, it keeps me plenty warm in the winter here in Chicago — they both offer twice the product at half the price. So as I was prepping for this podcast, I read a really good New Yorker article about Canada Goose, and the author, Rachel Syme — again, praying I'm pronouncing these last names right — notes that, quote, a Canada Goose quote says, "I earned the money and then I spent the money, and now here I am, warmer than you are." Maybe this will be how investors will feel when the brand finally goes public. Maybe they'll say, "I have this money, and then I spent the money on Canada Goose stock, and now here I am, warmer than you are, richer than you are, because I bought Canada Goose stock." Maybe. But all I know is that I hope that the CEO, on the day of its IPO, will ring the opening bell in an obnoxiously bright Canada Goose coat. That would just be perfect. That would be a perfect picture. So I think that does it for today's episode of Shopping for Stocks. Thanks again for listening. And remember, if you think I missed anything, or if you have something in mind that you think should be covered, shoot me an email at podcast@zacks.com. You can also check out all of our other exclusive content at zacks.com/podcast. And also remember to subscribe and leave a rating on iTunes. We have a huge presence there. Thanks again for joining me, and I'll see you next time in the Zacks Shopping for Stocks.